The Australian Defence Force's attempts at fighting Islamic State propaganda on Twitter have hit a few setbacks. In its enthusiasm to engage with Arabic speakers, it's made some embarrassing slip-ups. It turns out that a handful of tweets in Arabic make little or no sense. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Islamic State has its social media strategy down pat. The group is renowned for its online propaganda and strong Twitter presence. For about a month now, the Australian Defence Force has been running its own Twitter account called Fighting Daesh. Daesh is the Arabic acronym for the so-called Islamic State, also known as ISIS or ISIL. The account's bio describes its goal as to correct false information disseminated on Twitter by Daesh and its sympathisers, using the hashtag Daesh Lies, Defeat Daesh and No to Daesh. On the 10th of September, the account tweeted this message.
Gold, dinar, worthless metal in global market. ISIS can't trade legally with currency.
Below it, an Arabic translation, or at least that's what it was meant to be. Nazreen Bashir, an Arabic language and culture expert from the University of Sydney, says the tweet in Arabic actually said something like this.
In metal, worthless global market, cannot with currency on the side. ISIS, legal.
Nazreen Bashir says the Arabic language tweets she's seen make very little sense.
Some of them would make 20% sense, I would say. Some of them make no sense at all. And others, you would just put words next to each other and it might give a message across.
She believes it's been a damaging mistake.
If I'm a native speaker in an Arab world country, I would say they didn't even bother checking their Arabic. That's the first thing that someone would say. Regardless of their level of education. Highly educated people or people who are actively on Twitter, they would probably not follow this account simply because it's either giving not really the wrong information, they're not given any information.
Security analyst Associate Professor James Brown is more forgiving.
Look, I think the first thing to say is that it's good that the Australian Defence Force is trying to get into the information battlefield. It's a critical part of the campaign against ISIS that we've been very slow to engage on. The problem is that in this case, it does seem to be a little bit ad hoc.
He says it's not the only thing that's gone wrong for the ADF on this front.
Well, this is not a game or a campaign in which you can be perfect. There will be mistakes. Having said that, I think they're probably having more mistakes than victories at the moment. Some of the translations do seem a little bit on the less sophisticated side. The account doesn't have that many followers, so it's not communicating to such a broad audience. And it's not personal. There's no one behind it. It's sort of being tweeted by an anonymous official. So it's struggling to build trust at the moment, I think, which is ultimately what this is all about.
What could they be doing better?
Well, for a start, I think reaching out to people so that they're not just tweeting into a vacuum. So letting people know what this is about. Well, they've started to do that, but it was after the tweets started coming. Secondly, you need to resource this stuff to do it properly. You need to have cultural experts. You need to have translators. You can't be doing it on the cheap. And thirdly, I think, is be prepared to fail. We give them a hard time about some of the mistakes they've made, but you have to fail in order to get this stuff right. So I hope they're not dissuaded and they do more of this kind of activity in the future.
The US has an equivalent Twitter account called Think Again, Turn Away. James Brown says Australia is still lagging behind other Western liberal democracies when it comes to counter-propaganda.
Look, Australia, not only in defence but also in other government areas, I think is behind in terms of engaging through social media. When it comes to the military, the US and the British are the most sophisticated. They've been doing it for years. The British honed their skills in terms of information campaigns through the years when they were dealing with the IRA. So we are behind, but it's good to see that they're trying to catch up.
Nazreen Bashir says the ADF should consider deleting the poorly translated tweets.
I would definitely do that as soon as possible. And then, again, as I suggested, think about the Arabic, get some help, and then maybe retweet the old ones again.
A statement from the Defence Force says qualified ADF Arabic linguists were engaged to translate English language tweets into Arabic. It says at times the transfer of Arabic content across IT programs resulted in incorrect grammar sequencing within some Arabic tweets. The ADF says the Arabic language tweets have been suspended.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre.